Archers for week commencing Sunday, November the 25th, 2001.
At Glebe Cottage, the proof of the pudding is in the stirring.
Come on, Josh, your turn now.
It's the Christmas pudding bit.
You give it a stir like Daniel did and make a wish.
Look, grab hold of the spoon, look. It's okay, you have it.
That's right. Round and round.
Round down here. No, don't make a mess.
Oh, Josh.
I'll get a cloth.
Thanks, Alistair.
Stop mucking about.
Give me that bit.
What? Oh, well, okay then.
What do you mean?
There you are, Joe.
Thank you. Mm. Let's wet your hands, eh?
Uh-oh. Pip's off again.
I hope Phil doesn't mind. Good boy, Josh.
That's it. She's doing very well. She's obviously really missed it.
Yeah, well, Dad gave her a few lessons, didn't he? She loves it.
Yeah, sounds like it.
As long as she's happy. You made your wish yet, Josh?
Yeah. Hey, don't tell, will you?
No.
Good boy.
Come on, down you get then. Go and tell Pip it's her turn now.
Yeah, good man.
This mixture smells fantastic. You know, my mum and dad want a pudding stir for when they come down at New Year.
That's very flattering.
Mm. Special request from Solly.
Hey, me and Sheila don't want to miss that either. Just because we've got to go to my sister's.
I thought I'd make four. So there'll be one for you when you get back. There's always the cake and mince pies.
That's all right, then.
You're happy now.
Well, I just don't want you scoffing the lot while we're away. I know what you're like.
Oh, charming.
Well, he's right. I hope you didn't need these currants, Jim.
Oh, there's plenty more. I must ask Elizabeth what she wants me to take over on Boxing Day.
I should be here soon with the twins.
Mm. Oh, then the chaos will start.
Ah, well, if it's chaos you want to avoid, don't go near the village green tomorrow.
Why?
Chris and George are moving into the police house, and if it's anything like they're leaving the stables...
Yeah, they were just flinging stuff into boxes anyhow, weren't they?
Yeah, it was horrendous. Be surprised if they ever find anything again.
Have they decided what they're going to call the place yet, you know?
Well, I haven't heard anything.
Well, Greg, this is a lovely way to spend the Sunday afternoon. Checking your last traps.
They don't seem to be working very well. I'm on a single magpie.
Good.
And only one crow.
Good.
Oh, it's not good, Ella.
I know.
You may not approve.
It's not that. I just don't want to stand about all afternoon watching you knock birds over their head. You could still be in bed.
We've only just got up.
Oh, good, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay.
You know this wood pretty well, don't you?
Yeah, I should do.
Yeah. I bet you can think of somewhere there's a nice pile of dry leaves we could have a little lie down on.
Well,
it's just a thought.
What are you like?
Happy.
Good. Go on. I've got to get round these traps before dark.
Okay.
Mitch! Come on out. Come on you go.
Look at him in those leaves. What an idiot.
Yeah.
Oh, I really am happy, Greg.
So am I.
But you know, when you told me last night you had this big think.
Yeah?
Well, I didn't know what you were going to say. I thought maybe you were going to finish it.
No. How would I do that?
I don't know. I just...
If anyone was going to do the finishing, I thought it'd be you.
I don't think so.
Well, that's good to know.
It's a nice, safe feeling, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now you're going to tell me things and not keep them secret anymore. I just feel so much better.
Yeah. Helen...
Oh, I just love that smell. All earthy and mouldering.
Right. Helen...
Mm-hmm?
Look, there is something I've got to tell you, actually.
Yeah? I've
been meaning to for quite a while.
Oh, Greg, what can it be? Not something from your wicked past?
Listen.
Don't tell me. You were once caught riding a bike without lights in the daytime.
No.
Oh, you have never tattooed, have you? I haven't noticed.
No.
That's okay, then. What is it?
It's nothing like that.
Greg?
It's a bit more serious than that.
What?
Let's find somewhere to sit down a minute, shall we? Okay, you two, very clever. Get away from the pond!
Yeah, come on, Daniel, you know better than that.
This seemed like such a good idea at the time.
Well, was a bit crowded in there once Lily and Freddy arrived.
I don't think two-year-olds and stir-up Sunday are a very good combination, Summer.
No. No, probably best to sit it out here till they've gone.
Probably. Oh. A bit nippy when you're just sitting, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, we could play football with the kids if you like, Aster.
Oh, no, I wouldn't go that far. I haven't asked you lately. How's your famous Hassett Hills Meat Company going?
Oh, that. Oh, so-so.
Oh, well.
Well, it's not exactly had the take-up I'd hoped for.
You doing any more publicity?
We've done all we can. We need one of the big catering firms to take the lamb, really.
Must be something you can do. On the basis that every little helps.
Oh, I don't know. And what with carving and everything else, I haven't had much time to think about it.
Hmm. I wondered if that was why you'd offered those animals for the school Christmas fair.
What? Oh, the photos of them, you mean?
A Hereford calf, Daniel was saying.
Yeah, and a dairy calf and one of the ewes.
And the kids are going to pay 20p a throw to name them?
That's right. I mean, it's a bit of fun, obviously, because the Hereford's got a breed name and the dairy calf should be named after its dam.
Yeah, of course.
But the head rang Ruth up. She thought that after Foot and Mouth, it'd be, you know, something different.
Well, that's a good idea. You're just going to take snaps and enlarge them on the computer, eh?
Yeah. But I don't see what that's got to do with Hassett Hills. Most of the lambs have gone.
Well, that doesn't matter. Still a nice little ready-made story for the Echo, isn't it?
Oh.
A local farmer and dad who just happens to be niche marketing lamb and is going to do the same with beef.
Oh. Yeah, they could send Josie to do a photo on the farm. Pip and Josh with the animals.
Exactly.
And the school would get some publicity out of it, too.
The school which parents work to save. It's got the lot.
Yeah. I might follow that up.
You better had. You won't get a better idea for free.
Hey, you two slunk off pretty quick.
Hi, love.
How's it going at Glebe?
Very mucky. You're well out of it.
Do you want to sit down? Quite up, Aster.
Oh, sorry. Ooh,
thanks. We can't be too much longer, David. I want a chicken and bluebell.
Oh, she's due, is she?
Not till Tuesday. No, it's just, she's one of Ruth's favourites.
She's one of our best milkers. 10,000 litres in her last lactation.
Oh, not bad.
Well, and she does have quite an impressive calving record. 3 heifers in 3 years.
And she generally manages on her own as well.
Yeah, so there's no money in it for you, I'm afraid, Alistair.
Story of my life.
Although it doesn't stop Ruth wanting to play the midwife.
I like to be there when she calves, that's all. We've got into.
Nothing wrong with that.
Oh, great. The ball's in the water.
Okay, I'm coming. Daniel, all right.
Come here. We'll go home soon, okay?
Yeah.
What, is it the baby?
Yeah.
Moving.
Doing somersaults. Doing that.
Woo! It's incredible. Hey, never mind about Bluebell's blooming calf. I can't wait for our baby. It was 10 years ago after Annette was born.
What was?
We'd had the two of them really close. She was exhausted, you could see that.
Greg, please. What are you trying to tell me?
Well, you just didn't. I didn't. Oh, Ella.
Greg.
Oh, she's so... I've had a vasectomy.
What?
I'm sorry. I know I should have told you before.
Yes. Yes, you should. Greg, we've been sleeping together for, what, 6 months? Why didn't you tell me?
Well, to be perfectly honest, at first we were so carried away.
Yeah, okay, but afterwards...
I hardly thought it was the right time.
Even so.
And anyway, wouldn't it have been a bit presumptuous?
What?
I didn't know how our relationship was going to turn out, but neither did you.
Maybe not.
It seemed a bit much to assume you might want to spend the rest of your life with me.
And as time went on, it was easier to say nothing.
I was scared, Helen. I thought it might ruin everything.
Oh, Greg.
I know. I should have told you that. That's why I'm telling you now.
Oh, thanks.
Before we go any further.
What, so I've got time to get out?
Oh, I hope not.
And now you're looking ahead a bit more.
Helen, all I know is that this relationship isn't trivial for me. I don't think it's trivial for you either. Obviously, you wouldn't have put up with all that stuff you've had to so far.
That's true.
Well,
you're right. It isn't trivial for me. I don't know if I'm thinking lifetime, but I'm certainly thinking ongoing.
Oh, me too.
Beyond that, I just don't think I'm looking as far ahead as having children, Greg. With you or with anyone else.
Right.
I've never particularly thought of myself as a mother, actually. I don't think I'm that maternal.
I see. So, are we okay then? Doesn't change anything? Evelyn?
No, doesn't change anything. Just tell me one thing.
What have you got?
There's nothing else, is there? That is everything.
Everything?
I don't think I can take any more shocks or secrets or surprises.
I swear, dear Helen, there's nothing else.
Well, that's okay then.
You know what I'm going to say, don't you? I've handled it really badly. I should have told you about it straight away.
Like one or two other things.
I just... Oh, I'm so frightened of losing you. I didn't want to scare you off.
You'd have to try a bit harder than that.
Well, I didn't know that then, did I?
Well, you should have done.
Oh, I love you.
I love you too.
I'll tell you something.
What?
At least that's one thing you won't find out I've told your mum before you.
I should hope not.
Are you going to tell her?
No.
What do you mean, no? Getting as bad as me.
It's none of her business, Greg. Anyway, she doesn't need to know, does she?
Brian's recruited another interested party for his Hungarian farming scheme.
Lunchtime when you get back.
Oh, won't you? Right, Oliver, really, when you are. Spread it.
Well, I did tell you. I'm taking a picnic down to Chris and George.
Oh, yes. It's the big move today, isn't it?
Yes, poor things. So you'll just have to fend for yourself. There's patties, cheese.
I'm sure I'll manage. Bye, darling.
Bye. Bye, Oliver. Hope you enjoy the meeting.
Thanks. See you later.
Yeah, bye.
Sorry about that. We should still be in good time.
Oh, yes. Oh, thanks for fixing it for me to come along, anyway.
Well, I'm delighted you're interested.
Well, I've released a bit of capital lately. I'm looking for something a bit different.
Well, hungry is certainly that.
And there'll be about a dozen of us today.
Yes, the usual mixed bag. Farmers, landowners, a couple of business chaps.
Are they all going on this recce next week?
No, not all of them, no. I think there's about six or seven of us in total. And the farm manager has been working over there, of course.
That's Ian?
Yeah, Ian Godwin, yes. He's a nice chap. He's young and bright.
He need to be.
Yeah. He can give you a load of bump about it all. And I got some more literature coming later in the week you can have a look at.
Huh?
It was in Hungarian. Siobhan Hathaway's getting translated.
Well, that's useful.
Yes, she's been a great help.
Nice woman. Attractive, too.
Yes, I suppose so.
Don't know why she's staying married to Dr. Dahl, but there you are. Oh, is there a hold-up?
Are they doing some hedging or something?
No, can't see anything.
Not Chris and George's removal van, is it?
I don't think so. It's a bit too small.
Or Eddie's latest money-making scheme, a toll to get into the village?
Incorrigible, isn't he? They're poaching holly and mistletoe from Grange Farm, you know, he and Ed.
Well, stop them.
No, I don't mind. They think I don't know. we're moving good.
No stockings here. In the front. The front bedroom.
Oh, Chris? Oh. Chris?
I'm in here, George.
Can you give me a decision, Rob?
I doubt it. What?
Where did you say the rocking chair was going?
Oh, dear.
We thought our bedroom, didn't we?
Yes, I know that's what we said, but
Well, I'm wondering about downstairs now. There's so much more space since we knocked through.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And I don't know if you've been up lately, but our room's looking a bit crowded.
No, I haven't. I thought it was best if I just stayed put and tried to direct operations from here.
But half the time they don't come through here.
Well, there isn't room for me in the hall.
They're just sticking stuff anyway, you know.
Oh, Shula was right. We should have made sure all the boxes were labelled and the furniture.
Never mind. We'll know another time.
Another time?
I'm only teasing. Here, do you want to open this? Greg just called with it.
Oh, that's very sweet of him.
Oi, no, be careful with that, please. Here, come on, I'll take it.
Oh, good luck in your new home from Greg and Helen. Now, what does this mean, thanks for everything?
Eh?
On the card.
Oh, well, that's nothing.
Go on, what?
Well, he was a bit worked up about Helen last week and we had a little chat.
Oh, you put him right, did you?
Well, I don't know about that, but I'll take it they've sorted things out. Now then, where am I going to put old Brock here?
I don't care, as long as it's not in our bedroom again. Put it where you're putting the rest of your animals.
Hey? Well, you see, that's another thing. I had thought I'd have them in the hall, but now we're here, I think the front room would suit better. Or even the conservatory.
You must be joking. I'm not turning that into the Natural History Museum.
What do you mean? I thought they'd like a bit of a view.
Where do you want this, love?
Just put it down there, thanks.
All right.
Oh, look, instead of worrying about your menagerie, George, you could apply yourself to what we're going to call this place.
No, but we've decided, haven't we?
What's news to me?
Oh, I thought you liked the old police house.
No, I don't. Well, not especially.
Well, I do.
You know what I said? I've always wanted to live in a house called Appledore.
But it makes no sense.
I stayed in a place called Appledore on holiday once. It was so pretty.
I'm sure it was. But we haven't even got an apple tree.
So? Why do you have to be so literal?
Anyone home?
Ah.
Phil! we're in here.
Well, I thought I'd come and say hello.
Don't tell me the men have roped you in to help them unload.
What? Oh, no, Jill sent this. It's just some basics, tea, coffee, milk.
Oh, that's so kind.
And they come in useful. Your removal men were hinting they wouldn't mind a cup of something.
Oh, no, I bet they wouldn't.
They'll be lucky. I don't hold out much hope of finding the kettle this side of Christmas.
Ah, well, we thought of that. So, there's a flask in here, already made up.
No.
Oh.
Right. The Plowman's was for you, wasn't it, Oliver?
That's right.
So it's the steak pie and chips over here.
Oh, thanks, Jolene.
That's okay. And you got your cutlery, salt and pepper?
Mm-hmm.
Right, so enjoy your meals.
Thanks. Well, I thought it was a fascinating morning, Bran.
Oh, good.
And you didn't oversell Ian Goblin at all. He's very good at putting it over.
Well, it's in his interest, isn't it? He wants us to give him a job.
You know, I never realised Hungary was quite so productive. Mm. All that stuff about the food basket of Europe. Total annual output of how much was it?
It's about 1 million tons of fruit alone. More than that, veg and salads.
Remarkable. You know, if there are any places going, I think I'd rather like to come on this trip next week.
Oh?
It's Wednesday, yes? Till the following Tuesday?
Yeah, that's right. Well, I could ask.
Would you? Because the more I think about it...
So this is what you get up to?
What?
Hello again, Jennifer.
Can I leave you to fend for yourself? Oh, Brian, not chips as well.
Well, we're sharing the chips, aren't we, Oliver?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
What are you doing here anyway?
Well, I came to get some elderflower to take to Chris and George.
Can I get you a drink, Jennifer?
No, you're eating.
Oh, I won't get cold. I'm going to get another one in for us anyway. Say it again, Brian.
Yes, please.
Jennifer?
Thanks, yes. Just the tomato juice, please.
Certainly.
So, how did your meeting go, then?
Very well, thanks. Oliver's terribly keen. He wants me to find out if he can come on the recce.
Are there more places?
Well, I don't know till I ask.
You never thought to ask me to come along.
You?
Yes, why not?
Darling, you'd hate it.
Why? Budapest's a beautiful city.
We're not going to Budapest. We'll be miles in the country, standing out all day in muddy fields with the wind blowing straight off the Urals.
Oh.
Won't be a single shop. It's not you at all.
Oh, well. Maybe not.
We couldn't get Pip off the piano all yesterday afternoon. It seems she's really missed it.
Can you just hold that a minute, Phil?
Oh, yes, sure.
Now, if I could prop these canes up...
Well, you want some hooks on the walls for your tools.
No, and this shelf could do with fixing. It won't take much weight.
Still, it'll do for now.
Ah, that's the main thing.
Okay, I'll take the spade now.
There we go.
Thanks. I'm sorry, Phil. Carry on.
Oh, about the piano. Well, just seems the logical thing to do.
But if you buy Pip a piano for Christmas, won't that put you in a funny position with the rest of the grandchildren?
Well, how do you mean?
Well, I don't know. How can I put it? Won't they all expect a big present, too?
Oh, well, Jill and I talked about that. It seems pointless to spend a huge sum of money on each of them just for the sake of it.
Ah.
But when they're older, perhaps, and they want something of equivalent value, then we'll be happy to buy it for them.
Well, that sounds very fair.
Well, I hope so.
George, what on earth are you doing?
Well, I'm just putting my tools in the shed.
The shed? Have you seen what it's like inside?
That's why I thought I'd better get my shed straight. I could be sleeping out here.
Oh, honestly. Have you got £10 on you?
Eh?
The men have finished. I've got to give them a tip.
A tip? That's how they've left it.
It's not entirely their fault, is it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thanks. Hey, Phil, you remember Appledore, don't you?
Sorry?
Oh, here we go.
It was this lovely house we stayed in once on holiday with Mum and Dad in Somerset.
Well, I don't think...
You remember, near Minehead.
No, I don't see what's wrong with the old police house myself.
Oh, hello, Jennifer.
The men are sitting in the van. Have they finished already?
I think they're getting out while the going's good, before we change our minds again about where the big wardrobe's going.
Oh, I see. Well, look, I brought some lunch.
Oh, Jennifer. Oh,
that's very kind of you.
And very welcome, I should think.
Oh, yes. Oh, it's just a little picnic. Thought you could probably do with a break.
I think that's a very good idea.
Will you join us? How about you, Phil?
Oh, no, thanks. I must be getting back.
Well, yes, I suppose I could. Plenty here, as Brian's taking care of himself.
Good. Well, shall we go and pay these fellas off then, Chris?
Oh, yes, let's. That won't be long.
Well, there's no hurry.
Oh, you say that. You want to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you a job to do, you know.
Oh, well, I don't mind.
I only popped in with some coffee at 10 o'clock. It'll be warm.
So, I thought for something different. I could play the punters, like, the introduction from 10 Christmas number ones, and they'll have to say what they were.
And the singer, and the year, if you wanted to make it really difficult.
No, I could. It's only the Christmas quiz, not the weakest link.
Only a bit of fun, isn't it?
Yeah. Are you going to be coming, Oliver?
Well, when is it?
Week after next.
Ah, well, I don't know. I could be in Hungary.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. Well, I hope so. Right, I must go. I'm collecting Caroline.
Are you going somewhere nice?
Concert in Filbersham.
Right, well, drive safely.
I will. Bye, Julian.
See ya.
Oh, I'm sorry, Christine.
No, it was my fault.
Oh, you all right, Christine?
Yes, fine,
oh,
thanks.
Oh, we are so tired,
yes.
We don't know what we're doing.
I'll move taking it out of you, is it?
Oh, just a bit.
Bad luck. I'm sure it'll be worth it, though. Goodbye.
Bye.
Cheers. Now, you sit down, love. I'll get the drinks.
Oh, thanks, George.
Gin and tonic, please, Jolene, and a lemonade.
Right. Ice and lemon in both.
If you please.
Oh, I'm glad to see you're making full use of the village amenities now you live in so close.
Well, don't think we're going to be regulars somehow.
Oh, that's a shame.
But we couldn't face sitting looking at those boxes a minute longer.
Yeah, it's a nightmare, isn't it?
I don't know when we'll ever get straight.
Oh, you will. Alan, it's your phone.
No, I don't know. I'll get that. Whatever next.
Oh, the blooming thing's been going since you got in. Alan! Oh, I can't be bothered. It'll only be Jazza again.
Well, that mate of Ed's.
Yeah, he's been texting and phoning for days.
She won't speak to him.
She's got some sense, then.
Well, whatever it is, he really wants to speak to her.
They don't know they're born, do they? Mobile phones, cars to take them everywhere.
Yeah. I just wish she'd get back to him. Put us all out of our misery.
I can see I'll be making a phone call or two in the morning myself.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, to some house clearance firms.
Oh, you've got a bit too much stuff, have you?
No, I wouldn't say that, Jolene. I'd say we've got a lot too much stuff.
Linda has designs on Phil.
Sorry, No,
don't stop, Phil. For a moment there, I was quite transported.
Where to?
Back in time, Jill. Perhaps to when this cottage was first built and the paterfamilias might while away a quiet winter's afternoon with a gentle air on the piano.
Oh, well, it's a very nice image, Linda.
But he's more likely to have been out working, trying to put bread on the table.
Quite.
Yes, well, that too. Anyway, Phil, actually, it's about musical matters that I've come.
Oh, yes.
And sartorial ones.
Would you like to sit down?
Oh, thank you. Now, my Victorian experience. You see, as the handbell ringers are wearing Victorian costume, it would obviously be logical for you, as my musical director, to do the same.
What? You mean dress up?
Oh, good heavens, no. I'm simply suggesting that you wear something approximating to the formal dress of the day.
You have got that rather fancy waistcoat, Phil.
Yes.
And your bow tie.
No, Jill, that's not quite what I had in mind.
Oh.
No, I'm trying to suggest a Thomas Beecham, not a costermonger's outing to Southend.
Sorry.
Well, what do you have in mind?
Well, I've been very fortunate in obtaining a few things on loan from Floss. Heaven knows they owe me enough favours. There.
Well, a frock coat?
Cravat, wing-collared shirt, and the pièce de résistance, these whiskers.
Last seen on Larry Lovell in My Fair Lady, I dare say.
Our Gaslight and Gaiters, actually. Their Victorian Review. Well, what do you think?
I'm sorry, Linda.
What?
If you think I'm getting myself up in a frock coat and mutton chop whiskers, like something out of old-time music hall...
But you look very distinguished.
The answer's no.
Oh, but... Jill, can't you persuade him?
I'm sorry, Linda. I agree with Phil. It'd look absurd.
I see.
I'm perfectly happy to play for you. But that's as far as it goes.
Very well. I shall just have to give them to someone else who's more prepared to enter into the spirit of things.
Yes, you do that, if you can.
Look, I don't want to be rude, Linda, but was there anything else? I was about to go into Borchester.
Yes, there was, as a matter of fact.
Can I bring something? A pudding, perhaps?
Oh, no. I've quite taken care of catering for the party. I may want your advice about Christmas Day, but that's a task for later this week.
Right.
Now, I'd like you, Jill, to do a reading for me.
Me?
Now, no false modesty, please. You know how successful your Halloween reading was the other year.
Well...
Good. I'm still scanning my Dickens, of course, but I think, for you, it will have to be the Cratchit's Christmas.
I see.
I'll let you have it as soon as possible, and, well, perhaps we might have a tiny run-through a couple of days beforehand.
I'm usually pretty busy just before...
That's settled, then. Now, please don't let me keep you. You get off.
Is that all right with you, Phil?
Oh, you go, love.
Only I've got to find presents for Australia and post them before the end of the week.
Yes, of course. And meanwhile, Phil and I can have a little rehearsal.
Well, David's expecting me up at Brookfield sometime this afternoon.
It won't take long. You're familiar with the tunes, after all.
I'll leave you to it, then.
Yes, bye, Jill.
I'll see you later, love.
Yes, all right.
Bye.
Bye.
Now.
Oh, where'd you like to start?
Well, you see, I found this marvellous new tune for While Shepherds Watched. It seems to me to epitomise Victorian bonhomie.
Right. Oh, yes, Lingham.
Big street light switch on today. Some bloke off children's telly, I think.
Can't see her. Great the band.
Oh, I don't know, Daz. Groovy outfits. If you like the military look.
Alan, there are a lot of freaks. I knew we should have gone back to Ambridge.
Yeah, how?
I could have borrowed a car.
Borrowed, right?
Off my brother.
Look, if you think I'm ever getting in a car with you...
You're not going to go on minging on me as well, are you, like Ed?
What do you mean, Ed?
You're such a loser these days.
I'm pretty shaken up, you know.
It's been months since the accident. He never comes out. Swerves back.
He's got community service. And that job at the canning factory.
That's what he says. He says he's tired.
Fallon, hello.
Hi, Ruth.
Hello, Jessie. I couldn't ask you a favour, could I?
Probably. Do you know Jazzer?
Hi.
Hello.
We've come to see the light switched on, but Josh needs the toilet. Can I leave Pip in the buggy with you while I take him?
Yeah, I suppose.
What? Great. Pip, you stay here. I won't be long.
Okay.
Come on, Josh.
Looking forward to seeing the lights, Pip?
Yes. Did it hurt, Jazza?
Huh?
Having your eyebrow pierced?
Nah. Well, a bit.
It's funny. It's like tagging the calf's ears.
That's a fair point.
But more piercings than this. Do you want to see?
Does?
Yes, please.
Pip, what are you doing here? Where's Mummy?
Oh, hello, Mrs. Archer.
Hello.
Hi, Granny.
And where's Josh?
No, they've gone to the toilet. Ruth seemed a bit, like, wound up.
I'm not surprised with all this shopping and the buggy in these crowds.
I've been carrying some.
I'm sure you have, Puppet.
You're supposed to be staying to see the light switched on.
Really? I see about that.
Oh, I don't care about the light. Jess's going to show me his piercing.
Afternoon, George. Careful.
Linda. Oh, I was doing fine till you...
You're not doing repairs already, are you? You've only just moved in.
Don't remind me.
May I have a word?
Well, look, I want to get this guttering fixed.
Well, it won't take a moment, please.
Oh, all right then.
Thank you.
You know, it kept me awake all last night. Drip, drip, drip.
Ah, that's why you're tetchy. Lack of sleep.
Tetchy? Me?
I'll bring you some aromatherapy oils. They'll help disperse the tension.
Very kind, I'm sure. But they'd be a sight more useful if they could disperse some of the excess junk we seem to have brought with us.
Oh, dear. That doesn't sound very propitious.
No, it is not. We've had to pile it all in the front room till we can get the house clearance people over to have a look.
Well, you're doing the right thing. There's nothing worse for harmony than too much clutter.
Aye, I think Chris might just agree with you there. So, what can I do for you?
Quite simply, George, you can make me the happiest woman in the village.
Why?
By agreeing to be my Mr. Pickwick.
In what?
I've got everything you need. Frock coat, wing collar, side whiskers.
Hang on a minute. Whiskers?
Gilding the lily, I know, because you already have the perfect Victorian face.
Do I?
Oh, yes. Brooding, craggy.
Well, I don't know about that.
Like Ruskin or Carlyle.
Well, that's as maybe, but I can tell you one thing. I'm not dressing up for anybody.
Oh, but George...
No.
But I thought you could be my master of ceremonies, introduce the readings.
I am very flattered, Linda, but you'll have to find someone else. I've got plenty to do here without getting involved in any dressing up shenanigans.
You know, I never cease to be amazed by the apathy that exists in this village.
Well, I am sorry.
I hope your unseasonality isn't going to extend to the village Christmas lights.
Beg your pardon?
Oh, switch on's next week.
Oh, that.
Yes. I hope you'll be participating as your new house fronts the green.
Oh, well, I see what you mean. Oh, yeah, that's different.
So you're not averse to putting up a couple of strings of lights, then?
No, not at all. In fact, I've already got some outdoor lights somewhere. If I can put my hand on them, of course.
There's your tea, Ruth. And put your feet up.
I will. Thanks, Jill.
Have a biscuit.
I don't know what I'd have done if you hadn't come to the rescue like that.
And I don't know what made you take the children in to see the lights in the first place.
Neither do I know.
It was so busy.
People have been going on about it, that's all.
Look, I'll take them in tomorrow if you like. I'll keep Josh off to nursery, get Pip from school and take them into Borchester for tea.
I can't take advantage of you like that.
Ruth, dear, you've got to stop trying to do so much. You're 6 months pregnant, nearly.
Oh, I didn't just stop with the other two.
Your buddy hadn't been through what you went through last year with the other two. There's no comparison.
I know. I should slow down. Just find it hard to accept.
Well, we're just going to have to bully you, then.
Great.
For a start, I don't want you slogging around Borders or doing Christmas shopping. Either give me a list, or if you want to do it yourself, then at least let me have the children.
Jill?
Hello, love.
Hi, Phil.
I thought you'd forgotten where we lived when I saw the car.
Ruth and I met up in Borchester, so I came back for a cup of tea.
Oh, good. Here's the one on the go.
I'll get the cup.
David said to tell you, Ruth, the children have got to be in the yard, scrubbed and ready, at 8 o'clock tomorrow.
Oh, that's a bit early.
Well, Josie's coming to take their photographs for the Echo.
Oh, great.
Is this about naming the animals for the school fair?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I'm hoping we might get a bit of publicity out of it, too.
I think David more than hoping. Oh, thanks.
Well, I'd better get out there and see how he's getting on. He must have nearly finished milking.
You stay where you are.
But I've got the calves to do.
Phil can do those.
Yes, of course.
When you finished your tea?
Oh, there's no need. I want to check on Bluebell anyway.
Ruth?
She's due today.
Honestly, Phil, she's more worried about that cow's pregnancy than her own.
Well, that sounds very healthy to me.
You're hopeless, the pair of you.
Is it lager?
Cheers, pal. At least the music's better in here.
I thought they were cute, that band. You know, I suppose them carols were like pop songs at the time.
So we'll give it 100 years and they'll be playing Eminem, right?
Well, Slane, Wizard, Westlife.
Study them on your course, do you?
No. We've got options. You can choose the sort of music you're into.
And you still go for metal?
Jazz, of course.
Don't you miss the performing, though?
Not really. Sometimes.
Right.
I've been asked to join a couple of bands at college, but they so weren't my thing.
No, no.
Oh, hip-hop, and Borges has answered a hearsay.
Please.
I know.
Sounds like there's only one band that'd suit you.
Yeah?
Dross!
Oh, no way. I'm not coming back.
Why not? You and me, both on vocals.
I don't think so.
You don't fancy harmonising with me, then?
Not the way you mean it, no.
We could make beautiful music together, baby.
In your dreams.
Okay, okay. Just for the band. Go on. You always did write the best songs.
I know.
It's a waste you ever know where to take them.
I wrote another one last week.
Yeah?
Anyway.
We're having a rehearsal tomorrow.
So?
Come along.
No.
Come on. You know you want to.
Well, it would look good for my modules if I was in a band.
The offer's there.
All right, I'll give it another go.
Wicked.
But no funny business, all right?
Who, me?
Strictly music.
Of course. Drink up, darling. We're celebrating.
Ed and Eddie are engaged in a traditional bucolic pastime.
Catch, Dad.
No, oh, butterfingers. Here, don't come down. There's another great bunch up there.
Hey, I'm not going that high. What do you think I am, King Kong?
Oh, it's only a couple of feet.
Oh, go and get it yourself, then.
You're up there now.
So I'm going for a blooming bunch of mistletoe.
You won't say that when we're coining it at the market.
Try me. Oh, this'll be good.
What?
Oliver's coming.
Oh, where?
Oh, it's all right. He's miles away.
Get down quick.
What?
You heard.
Oh, stop messing about, all right?
Get down.
Up, down, up, down. This is stupid. Oliver must know we're cutting his mistletoe boy now.
Yeah, well, ain't staying to find out. We're going back to the van.
What, you leaving me here?
Oh, it's your mate, ain't he? Let the two of you can have a nice chat. Don't be long.
Oh, Dad!
There's only to be cut yet.
Great community service, canning factory, Ollie. Canning factory.
Afternoon, Ed.
Oh, yeah.
Admiring my mistletoe, I see.
Yeah.
Fascinating stuff. Sacred to the druids, you know.
No.
They were the only ones allowed to gather it. And they wouldn't touch it with any old knife. Oh, no, they had to cut it down with a golden sickle.
Is that right?
And it should never touch the ground, you know. Terrible bad luck.
Yeah, like an Eden more.
The druids used to catch it in a white cloth.
Yeah, well...
Then they'd sacrifice two white bulls, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, whatever turns you on.
So, why aren't you at band practice, eh?
You what?
Dross. They've got a rehearsal in the barn.
What?
That's why I've come out, to get away from it.
So they've got what?
Jazz is there for sure, didn't you know?
Ruth?
In here!
I'm about to start... What are you doing?
Painting me nails.
Bert could have done that.
He's taking some silage out to the ewes.
Well, when he gets back...
I've started now.
Ruth, we had all this yesterday. You're supposed to be taking things easy.
This is easy. Oh. A perfectly straightforward welding job.
I didn't mean that, and you know it.
Oh, look, I haven't lifted anything heavy. I'm not all scrunched up under a tractor.
I know.
So what's the problem, then?
The problem is, if Mum catches you, I'm the one who gets the telling off.
Well, I shouldn't be too sure. She had quite a go at me yesterday, in her way.
So, go and sit down.
David, not again, please.
It's for your own good.
But it's not. You know what you were like when you did your ribs in? You hated sitting around.
Yeah, but that's
well,
completely...
Well, so do I.
This is different.
Not really. Look, if the whole point is that I relax and enjoy myself, well, I am. I'd rather do this and go Christmas shopping any day of the week.
Yeah, well, I do agree with you there.
I'm going to finish off these time tips, go on the internet, then I'll have a nice sit-down with the Farmers Weekly, OK?
As long as you do.
I promise.
You've got a good couple of hours before Mum brings the kids back.
We've had a big day. Photograph for the Echo this morning, Christmas lights this afternoon.
Yeah, so you know what that means. They'll be thoroughly vile.
So they can go to bed early and we can have a nice supper, just the two of us.
Oh, well, that sounds more like it.
Hey, did I tell you? Josie rings. They want the piece for the paper tomorrow. That's why it was such a rush job.
Really?
Yeah. It's a good story.
And a pretty picture. Kids and animals.
Exactly. Kick the usual front page rubbish onto page three anyway.
We'll see. So, I can get on now, can I? Now that you've held me up?
Suppose so.
What do you want me for, anyway?
Oh, just to let you know I'll be in the parlour. And I reckon Bluebell's starting.
What? Why didn't you say?
Only in the first stages.
You know I always like to be there.
She'll be ours yet.
I brought Bluebell into this world. I've been there for every craft so far.
And you'll be there for this one.
See you later.
But Ruth, well, can I give Bert this welding job then when he gets back? And what about your sit down? Oh, I give up.
So, how come when I saw Dermot at college, he didn't think this rehearsal was till 8:30?
Don't know.
Or perhaps all that drumming's affected his hearing.
Yeah.
Or did you just want to get me here on my own?
Well, we have got a lot of catching up to do.
Oh, have we?
Fallon, this is a chance to see just how good we are together.
I bet.
You wouldn't be here if you didn't want to be.
I wouldn't be here at all if you told me the right time.
You've got a new song, did you say?
Yeah. Good girl, bad girl.
Let's have a look.
There you go. See what you think.
When she gets up in the morning, she don't know what to be. Good girl, sit down, look nice, conform. Give them what they want to see.
Yeah. I reckon with both of us on vocals.
That sounds great. That's good.
I thought I could do the bad girl verses.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks a lot, Jazz. Fallon?
Hi, Ed.
What's she doing here?
She's back where she belongs. Hey, darling.
Well, you begged me to come back, so here I am.
But you play guitar.
No.
Well, why does that leave me? What, are you chucking me out or something?
Not.
What's the chuck out? You never come to the house, there was no more anyway.
Well, you didn't even tell me about this one.
I'm sick of ringing and texting you. It's always, can't, I've got community service, I can't, I'm at the factory, can't, I'm tired.
That's a lot.
No, but Ed, it's no hassle, we're just a 5-piece now, not 4-piece.
Why? Why do you lose Dermot and Jazz goes back on the drums?
No way.
Oh, you got used to strutting around at the front, have you?
No, but me and Jazz is going to share the vocals.
Oh, very cosy.
Oh, Ed.
No, I get the message. Don't look like you need me, either of you.
Ed, stay now you're here.
Let him go. He's no loss.
Oh, I didn't mean for him to quit.
He's not quit. I couldn't be that lucky.
I'm going after him.
Leave him be. Just let him turn up to the rehearsal.
You didn't tell him about this one, did you?
Look, the others will be here in a minute. Let's just get on with it.
Come on, girl. You're nearly there. Oh, that's it. Come on, Bluebell. That's it. Just get the shoulders out. Oh, it's going to be a big one, isn't it, hey? Not long now. Okay. And again. That's it. It's coming. It's coming. Oh, girl.
How's it going?
Yes, another heifer.
Oh, brilliant. You didn't hoik it out, did you?
No, she just did it all by herself.
Hey, good girl, Bluebell. Done it again, didn't you?
Yes, good girl.
Hey, things must have moved pretty quickly. There was nothing happening 30 minutes ago.
Oh, she was waiting for you to go. It's a private thing for her giving birth. Just her and me.
Yeah, right.
It is.
Only because you set yourself up as her personal obstetrician.
Well, we've been through a lot, me and Bluebell.
Yeah, I know. Let's face it, you'll tell anyone who'll listen about how she was born.
Well, breach.
In the middle of the night, just you to cope.
Oh, it's not surprising she's a bit special to me.
Yeah, yep. Calf's going exploring.
Come on, this way. That's it. There's your mum. Perfect.
Oh, if only they were all this easy.
Yeah. Look, I'll stay here for a while. Haven't you better get back in?
No, it's okay.
What about the kids? Look good if we were out here admiring the new calf and one of ours fell out of bed.
No, no. Pip's tucked up and reading. And as for Josh, yeah.
Where did you find that?
Oh, there's a box of baby stuff under the stairs.
Is there?
Yeah, this alarm was right on top. Listen, let's turn it up a bit. There.
Oh.
Good idea, eh?
Yeah, very. I suppose that's how we're going to have to manage come March.
Well, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
Oh, I suppose so. Pip cottoned on yet?
How do you mean?
And for the alarm. Knowing her, she'll want it plugged in wherever we put this piano she's getting so she can serenade us in the yard.
Well, cows like music.
Might even make the herd more productive.
Yeah, mind you, the way Pip thumps it down.
Yeah, well.
Oh, this little one's suckling all right, anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, you're tired.
Oh, I never did have that sit down.
Oh, now, why doesn't that surprise me? Go on, you go in. I'll do Bluebell's water and stuff.
Would you?
If that's okay. I mean, you know, if a male nurse is good enough for her.
Sure you don't want the cocoa, Eddie?
No, tar, love.
I'll leave the rest for Edward then, when he comes in.
Yeah. So I reckon end of the week after next, for the turkeys.
Killing them, you mean?
Yeah. They'll be all hands for the plucking. You can get the time off, can't you, Clary?
Well, not till you tell me which day exactly.
Oh, all right. The Friday, the 14th.
OK, I'll ask.
Great. Then there's Dad, of course. Now, William must be out some time, and we'll get Edward to sort it with the canning factory.
Where's this merry band of us going to work?
Eh?
Well, if you're masterminding this great operation, you must have thought of that.
Well...
Because if you think I'm sitting out feathering turkeys in an open-sided pole barn in the middle of winter...
Oh, don't be daft.
Oh, you got somewhere in mind, then?
No, but I'll sort somewhere, Tate.
You better. And while we're on it, have you had any more thoughts about where we're going to hang the blooming things once we've done them?
Don't worry, love.
But I do.
No, I'll sort.
You'll sort some out, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, did I tell you? There's nearly half the bird spoken for already.
Good. Come on, then, lovey. Let's go to bed. Oh, do you think Edward's got his key or shall I leave the back door?
Oh, leave it.
Do you think he's all right? He didn't say a word tea time.
So what's new?
I wish I could get a bit more out of him. He ain't happy, you know.
Yeah, well, I wasn't very happy when he left me cutting Ollie on my own because he was in a strut.
He don't tell us nothing no more. We don't even know where he is.
Oh, probably got to see Fallon. She'll cheer him up.
I hope so.
Any road, I think I might just go for a little walk.
Oh, Eddie, no.
Come on, love, it's not doing any harm.
No? Not even if there's another brace of pheasant on the back of the door in the morning.
If there ain't, I'm losing me touch.
Oh, what if you get caught?
Clary. Oh, good, you're home. You can keep your mother going.
Hello, love, where have you been?
Around.
Oh, just around.
I haven't got any money to do anything, have I?
There's nothing wrong with staying in, you know.
Oh, I went over to Grange Farm, Dad. I'd look at the cider.
You ain't drinking it, have you?
No. Disgusting. You going out?
Oh, just a little skittering.
Can I come?
Edward, you've got to be up at 7 for the canning factory.
So?
Yeah, I bet not, son. I'm better on my own.
Oh, what's the telly then?
Oh, what's wrong with going to bed?
I'm not tired.
You look tired to me.
Yeah, well, I'm not.
There's some cocoa on the stove.
Yeah.
See you then, love.
Bye, Eddie. Be careful.
I will. Night, son.
Night.
Edward, you sure there's nothing you want to tell me?
Like what?
Well, I don't know anything.
Oh, just leave it, Mum. At least I'm home, and I.
Yeah. You're in and I'm worried. Your dad's out and I'm worried. Can't win, can I?
David's got his hands full.
Bluebell.
Room service.
There's a nice looking calf.
Yeah, tell it to Ruth. It's her baby, so to speak. Surprised she hasn't been knitting booties.
She's got a real soft spot for Bluebell, hasn't she?
Yeah. Well, she did deliver her. Yeah, middle of the night, dodgy presentation. Ruth didn't think she'd make it.
Let alone go on to be one of your top milkers.
No. Let's just hope that this little one has inherited the same genes. If she's finished chewing on your fingers, she can go back to her mum now.
Right. Come on, you. Time for some proper nourishment.
She's been suckling fine.
Yeah, it's a pity old Bluebell didn't get started a bit earlier. Calf could have featured in the paper.
Oh, the Echo. Are we in?
Haven't you seen it?
No, I haven't had time.
Oh, I've got it in my bag.
Right.
The article reads very well.
See?
It's in the middle somewhere.
What, not the front page?
Sorry, you did have stiff competition. Some bloke off the telly switching on the Borgia to Christmas lights.
Typical.
There, look.
Oh, yeah. Look at Josh's grin. Cheesy or what?
Yeah, it's a really good puff for Hassett Hills, though.
Farmer David Archer of Brookfield Farm, Ambridge.
Yeah, at least they got the name and address right.
He explained that the farm was aiming for niche markets in quality lamb, shortly to be followed by Hereford beef. Not that shortly.
Well, you can't expect everything.
The lamb, sold under the Hassett Hills brand, is available from selected family butchers in Borchester and Feldisham.
No, I mean, it's all there, isn't it? Virtually the only thing they don't do is give you your inside leg measurement.
Well, if I thought it'd shift some carcasses.
No, don't push it. But the school fair hardly gets a look in.
Oh, I don't know. It gives the date.
No, just about. Surprised they didn't include your phone number and email address.
Oh, I should have thought of that.
Well, you're in the phone book.
Well, I suppose so. Anyway, thanks, mate. It's all down to you, really. It was your idea.
Yeah, invoice is in the post.
Thought it might be.
Right. We're going to do these PDs, then.
Better head. Can I keep this?
Yeah, sure.
I hope Debbie's seen it. Might cheer her up.
Oh, is Brian giving her a hard time again?
No, quite the opposite. She can't seem to get him interested in anything but this Hungarian thing of his.
Eddie, can't you hang them pheasants somewhere else?
They're fine in the butch.
I don't want to see them. Reminding me of what you get up to of a night.
Oh, I'll give it a rest, Clary.
I just hope to goodness they ain't off of the estate.
What you don't know won't hurt you.
Which is all the answer I need. Move that paper, will you?
See, the Archers are making news again, I don't think.
Oh, yeah. There you are, Pickles in front of you.
So, it was Edward this morning.
Well, he looked dreadful. Washed out.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. He was still up when I got in.
Never.
He was watching some film.
Oh, he can't go on like this, Eddie. We can't let him.
Yeah, but if you don't want to talk with him. Come in.
I hope you don't mind my coming round the back. Oh, sorry to interrupt your lunch.
Oh, that's all right. Come in, Mrs. Snow.
Thank you. I shan't stay long. I just wanted to ask you something.
See, I knew you'd change your mind. Do you want Dad as your father Christmas, after all?
Oh, no. There's no need to trouble Joe.
No?
No, I'm going to ask Jack. I mean, he'll be at the party anyway, and I know he has a
like that, is it? Well, suit yourself.
Thank you, I will.
Has second thoughts about me doing a ghost story for you, then, have you?
No.
You come round about having a turkey?
I'm afraid not. I'm sticking with my goose.
So that's it, is it? The sum total of the business I'm getting out of this do. No advance on the evergreens?
No, Eddie.
Well, you won't be needing me then.
Oh, actually, it was Clary I came to see.
You off out already?
Yeah, I got logs to deliver, turkeys to sell to more discerning customers.
What about your sandwich?
Aye?
You haven't finished your dinner.
Oh, I'll take it with me.
Suit yourself.
See you then.
Ta-ra.
Bye, Eddie. Oh, dear. I seem to have offended him.
No, you're all right. Let's face it, he's got fingers in enough pies as it is. Do sit down.
Thank you. Now, talking of pies, Clary, I need your advice.
Oh?
Yes. I have been researching authentic Victorian recipes for Christmas Day.
Oh. Raw oysters, fried smelts.
Ah, yes. Well, I think we may bypass that particular course. No, I wanted to ask you about desserts.
Nestle Road pudding? Nestle-o.
A Russian count, Clary, played a major role in the creation of the Holy Alliance. But what I wondered was, well, I don't suppose you've ever made sugared plums, have you?
No, I don't think so.
They're like candied fruit.
No, sorry, never.
Oh, dear. Not even your mother?
Oh, no, that wouldn't mum sort of thing at all. I'll tell you who I would know, though.
Who?
Martha Woodford.
You're right. Yes? It's at times like this that you really miss that woman, isn't it?
Don't like Saint and Linda's now. Have you ever cooked goose? Have you, Siobhan?
No, can't say I have.
Oh, I can tell you, the grease will be coming out the oven or under the kitchen door.
What a lovely image.
It's true, ask anyone.
I thought it was such a delicacy.
Ugh, horrible, in my opinion.
Well, to be fair, that would be your opinion, wouldn't it?
You what?
You, the Turkey King of Ambridge.
Oh, that's what they're calling me now, is it?
Not exactly.
Oh. Right. That's your logs door on your road. What are you and the doc doing for Christmas, sir? You're going to be in Ambridge?
Yeah. On reflection, we're staying home.
Ah, well, you'll be wanting a bird for your Christmas table, then.
Actually, no. We're going to the bull.
Afternoon.
Out here.
I thought you were hiding from me. Oh, afternoon, Eddie.
Mr. Aldridge. Bring a bottle, is it?
What? Oh, this.
Brian needed something translating from Hungarian.
And now I need a bit more. It's Hungarian Chardonnay, you see, Eddie? And the label's just gobbledygook to me.
Mm. You're going into wine producing over there, then? I thought it was just a fruit and veg you were interested in.
Oh, there's a whole host of opportunities. I'm keeping an open mind.
Anyway, thanks very much for sorting out those logs for me, Eddie.
Oh, that's no trouble.
I expect you've got a lot of customers to get round this afternoon.
Oh, yeah, but you put in the kettle on. I had to rush out.
I'm afraid I'm a bit pushed for time, Siobhan.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Eddie. Business before pleasure.
Yeah, I know the feeling. Right, let me know when you want some more logs. And don't forget, I do holly and mistletoe for your Christmas decorations.
I won't.
Ta-ra, then.
Bye.
Bye. Needing a wine label translating, obviously.
Well, Lady Felfris, frankly, I'd rather this wine was translated into a couple of glasses. Pronto.
You finished, Alistair?
Yep. That was great, thanks.
Sure you don't want any more patty?
No, honestly, David.
I'll put it away there. So, we'd better get these routine visits of yours up and running again.
Well, there's a load of stuff we've just let go through. Fertility checks, nutrition.
Yeah, I certainly think we could have a look at the winter feed programme.
Yeah, we ought to look at that signage of yours.
It's open.
Good afternoon. I'm looking for Jill, actually.
Sorry, Linda, wrong house.
No, I called at Leave Cottage and Phil told me she was on her way here with Josh.
Oh, well, they're not here yet.
Oh, what a mystery.
Oh, they've probably gone to the playground for a bit.
Yeah, I'll bet that's it. Sorry, Linda.
Never mind, I'll wait.
What? They could be quite a while.
I doubt it. There's a nasty wind.
Well, if you're sure.
It's blown over the litter bin by the shop. Such a mess.
Oh, dear.
And have you seen that huge poster in the window?
Which one?
The one for the Felpersham Players Panto.
Oh, good. I must get some tickets. Has Betty got some?
Well, yes, I believe she has.
Great.
Shall we go the same night, Alistair?
Yeah, why not?
Are you going, Linda?
Yes, but purely as a reviewer, of course.
Have you seen David's article in the Echo this week?
Oh, yes, I did, about the Hassett Hills land.
Well, it was Alistair's idea, actually.
Of course. Oh, I'm so stupid.
Oh, no, Linda.
I have been poring over recipes all morning, and it never even occurred to me. David, you can help me, I'm sure.
Cookery? I doubt it.
No. Ingredients. Tell me, where can I get my hands on some sweetbreads?
Well...
I'll put another log in the fire, shall I?
No, let me do that for you.
Oh, thanks.
That's better.
Oh, yes. Since I've got such a stockpile out there, I may as well use it.
It did rather look as if you were expecting a hard winter. Or are you just planning lots of cosy afternoons like this?
That would be nice. Yeah, wine's not bad.
No. Now, I will be taking a couple of vineyards while I'm there, I think.
It's all around. Lake Balaton's pretty big on wine, isn't it? And, anyway, isn't it?
I believe so. God, you mean you have some research?
No, not especially. It's just... I think Klaus mentioned it.
I see. Well, he's a very useful chap. These translations are just what I wanted.
Good. Another satisfied customer.
Oh, very. So you and Tim firmed up your Christmas plans, yeah? Which bunch of relatives are you going to descend on?
We're not. We've decided to stay in Ambridge, actually.
Oh, good. So you'll be around for the Christmas party season?
Definitely. You didn't think we'd miss Linda's extravaganza.
Are you going to that?
Well, I didn't want to originally. But it sounds so over the top, I'm desperate to see what she comes up with.
She tried to get Phil to dress up in mutton chop whiskers and a frock coat, apparently. And when he refused, she tried to pile off on George.
Oh, it's her outfit that intrigues me. Is she going to be wearing a crinoline or what?
Nothing would surprise me.
Oh, who's this? You're not going to believe it. Linda.
Oh, Lord. God, we must have conjured her up.
Shh, I'll get rid of her.
You can try.
Watch me.
Hello, Siobhan. Have you got a minute?
Sorry,
I shan't really you. I just wanted to ask if you or Tim would do a reading. Oh, good afternoon, Gran.
Afternoon.
I'm sorry, I didn't realise...
I was just leaving, actually. Siobhan kindly arranged some translations for my Hungarian trip, and now I've got them, I can't wait to look them over.
I'm sure. And you've been sampling the local produce, I see.
Yes. You should try some, shouldn't you, Siobhan?
Oh, yes. Though, of course, Chardonnay's more 1990s than 1890s.
Oh, quite. I shall be serving hock at my party.
Wise choice. Well, lovely to see you, Linda. I'll see myself out.
Oh, no, I can't let you do that. Would you excuse me a minute, Linda?
Yes, of course. I shall thaw out by this... lovely fire.
Let's shut her in. Oh, I'm sorry about this.
Oh, it's not your fault. Anyway, thanks for the translations, really.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Look, just in case, this is the agency's card. In case, well, I don't know, anything else comes up while you're away.
Oh, that's great.
I just jot my mobile number down as well.
Oh, brilliant.
You never know.
No. Oh, thanks. Well, bye then.
Bye, Brian. Sure, I'll see you when you get back.
Yes, sure. Bye.
Bye. Damn.
Christine is entertaining her first proper visitors in her new home.
Jug here somewhere.
I'm sorry we called unannounced, please.
Yes.
Oh, Peggy, don't be silly. We were going to ask you over anyway. We just hadn't got around to it.
That's all right. And we reckoned you'd be pretty much settled in by now.
Oh, yes.
Is that one there?
Where?
Behind the butter dish.
Oh, yes, that'll do. Doesn't match the cups.
No,
but...
that doesn't matter for once.
No.
Where's George gone, you say? A flood warden meeting?
It's just an informal thing. He's managed to persuade David to be his deputy, so he's gone over to Brookfield for a chat.
Oh, good. That was weighing on his mind, wasn't it?
David's the perfect person.
Yes, he is. Right. Once the coffee is brewed, we can go through.
Shall we give it to her now, Jack?
Oh, what's this?
Oh, yes. I can't wait to see her face.
We've brought you and George a little present. What? With our very best wishes for happy times in your new home.
Oh, Peggy. Jolly heavy.
Yes, careful.
Thank you.
We're ever so pleased with it. We had it carved specially.
It's local slate.
Oh, the old police house.
That is the name you decided on, isn't it?
Oh, yes. It's lovely.
I don't know whether you want to put it on the gatepost or by the front door. What do you think?
I don't know. We'll just have to try it out. Thank you.
You're sure you like it?
Oh, very much.
Oh, good. Can I have a look at your cards?
Of course, there are quite a few.
Oh, it's very nice in here, Christine, now you've knocked through.
Yes, it's better, isn't it?
Mm.
Oh, one from Peter.
Yes, and a long letter. He's about to go off on tour with the orchestra.
Oh, it's a glamorous life he leads, that boy of yours. All this dashing about.
Oh, I don't know about that. CDB&Bs half the time, he says.
Mind you, we're going to be busy in the village in the lead-up to Christmas. Are you going to Linda's party?
No, we haven't got much choice. She's bullied George into doing a reading.
Oh.
Oh, honestly. I thought this party was instead of a Christmas performance. It's turned out to be just as much work for everyone.
I know. Linda's got half the village involved.
I caught her writing more invitations the other day.
A show in the village hall would have been far less effort.
She's a menace. She's gone and got George all worked up about being part of the village Christmas lights.
Oh, well, now you're down on the green.
Yes, you'll have to take part.
Since we haven't got enough to do. The front room's still piled with furniture. I can't find the bread knife anywhere. And all George can think about is finding two ancient strings of lights.
I'm sure we've got some spares at Grey Gables if he needs them.
Oh, Jack, don't encourage him, please. We're just one step away from a flashing Santa climbing the chimney as it is.
I will. Bye now.
Siobhan.
Oh. Morning, Brian.
I was just on my way to see you.
I'm not sure I'm even speaking to you.
Why ever not?
Leaving me on my own with Linda Snell yesterday. Thanks a lot.
Oh, look, I'm sorry about that. I can't stick the woman.
She was there for the best part of an hour.
Was she? Awful.
Telling me all about these candles she bought for the house. Showing me her recipes.
You poor thing.
Yeah, I only got rid of her by agreeing to read Twas the Night Before Christmas at her party.
Well, this I have to hear.
Oh, don't worry. I'm going to get out of it.
Oh, you mustn't. I'll be so disappointed.
Hmm. We'll see. What did you want me for, anyway? Have you got another wine label you want translating?
I was going to apologise, actually, for rushing off like that. But you're right, it wasn't very gallant.
No.
And felt a bit like unfinished business.
Yes. Well, apology accepted.
Good. Well, you don't seem to have suffered any lasting effects from Linda, anyway.
Ah, well, I had a call from the agency this morning that cheered me up.
Oh?
I'm going away myself.
Really? Where?
Brussels. There's a big conference.
Oh, that's super.
Yeah, it should be fun. We're staying somewhere central. There'll be all that lovely food and wine, and the Christmas markets will be
good
on.
Good for you. And when's this?
It's the same time you're away, actually. Middle of next week to the middle of the week after.
Right. Well, I hope you have a good time.
You too. Oh, you know, I meant to ask you yesterday. Have you booked a date yet for that falconry course?
Yes, I'm going on Monday, actually.
Are you? I can just see you striding around in your leather gauntlets.
Watch it. I might get a taste for it.
What do you mean, Appledore?
Well, it's just that when I was down there the other day, Chris had been going on to fill about some place they'd stayed in as children called Appledore, and how much he liked the name.
Oh, dear.
I told you, Jack. I said she didn't seem very keen.
But when we were all talking about it last weekend, she seemed perfectly happy with the old police house.
Oh, well, I'm sure she is.
I don't think so, Jennifer.
Well, George was certainly keen on it.
Oh, I shouldn't worry about it, Mum, honestly.
I suppose there's not much we can do about it now.
We could always get a new plaque made.
We might have to.
Oh, no, it's such a shame. You've been to so much trouble already, and it's a lovely thought.
Not if Chris doesn't like it.
She didn't say she disliked it, though, did she?
No, I'm sure she doesn't. How could she?
It's by far the most logical name for the place.
Well, of course it is. Look, I should leave it. It's much less confusing for the postman, anyway.
That's true.
I don't know.
Oh, forget it, Mum. Now, what did you think of the house?
Oh, it's a vast improvement. So much lighter now they've knocked through downstairs.
Mm, isn't it?
And the conservatory's lovely.
Mm. George has got a bit to do in the garden, though.
Oh, well, he'll enjoy that.
And they've still got an awful lot of stuff. Up to the ceiling in the front room.
Yes, I know.
Yes, but the house clearance people will sort that out. And once that's gone, they can really start looking forward to Christmas. Just the two of them.
Oh, don't! I must start to get organised. I've hardly done a thing towards it yet.
You've surely sent your presents off to Kate.
Oh, yes, I've done that, and to Adam. But I must get in touch with Roy about Phoebe.
Well, yes, you must. It's your turn to have it on Christmas Day.
I wonder what Roy's shifts are to Christmas.
Oh, don't worry, Jack. I'll soon find out. I don't know why I'm so disorganised this year. Even Pat's ahead of me.
Oh, that's not like her.
No. And she rang up the other day wanting to know what size clothes Phoebe's in now. She's seen this little pinafore dress, she said.
Oh, that's kind. Mm.
She's very fond of Phoebe, isn't she?
Yes, yes, she is.
Still, it might not be too long before she's a grandma herself.
Well, I don't know about that.
Oh, why not? With Tom and Helen settled?
Hardly settled.
Tom and Kirsty have been going out for quite some time. And Helen and Greg seem very happy.
Well, even so, I shouldn't run ahead, Mum.
No, they're only young. They probably want to enjoy themselves.
I'm back.
Hello, darling.
Morning, Brian.
Hello, Jack. How are you?
Fit and well, thank you.
Good. How about you, Peggy?
Fine, thanks. Now, come along, Jack. We must be going.
Yeah, right.
There's no rush.
No, stay and have another coffee. Oh, I'll tell you what. How about a whiskey, Jack? I've got a nice malt on the go.
Oh, well...
Already? It's only 10 to 12.
Oh, why not? It's nearly Christmas.
Oh, in, you stupid things.
Here, do you want me to hold it open
what?
For you?
Oh, thanks, Siobhan, if you would.
Here, let me just put these down. Oh, there you go.
Oh, thanks. It's all the paper from the moon.
I thought it might be. Here, look, if we wedge it open, Chris, it'll be easier. Here, give me a bit of that. Better?
Oh, much better, thanks. Oh, this is just the first few bags.
I remember it well.
And there's loads of boxes to recycle, too.
Are you okay there now?
Oh, yes, thanks. You carry on.
Yeah, got to get rid of the evidence. So how did the move go in the end?
Oh, the usual. We're surrounded by what we don't want and we can't find what we do.
That sounds par for the course.
And my new house has been given a name I wouldn't have chosen.
How come?
Oh, you don't want to know. And George being determined to turn it into Blackpool Illuminations.
Ah, the village lights.
Oh, I'd say it's gone absolutely fine.
Good.
Oh, we've got way too much stuff, but we're getting dealers in next week.
Oh, that's the best idea.
And hey, who needs a bread knife? We can always buy another one.
That's the spirit. Tim and I had plenty of worse disasters when we moved into Honeysuckle Cottage.
Did you?
Mm. Jason pulled all the honeysuckle out, for a start. Oh, and then this year we had Nelson's cronies digging up the garden at dead of night.
Oh, yes, I'd forgotten that.
And back at the beginning, well, I lost the baby, of course.
Yes. Honestly, I have been silly.
have you? What the house is called, Christmas lights, bread knife. They're nothing, are they, really?
Oh, of course they are.
No, they're not. Not compared with... You and Tim have put all that behind you now, have you? The baby?
Oh, yes. Yes, we have. In fact, I'm feeling very positive about things right now.
Good.
Happier than I've been for ages.
I am too.
Really?
I love our new house, name, Christmas lights and everything.
Excellent.
It's just so exciting to have a new start.
That's right. Exciting. The beginning of things is always exciting, isn't it?
Brian, there you are.
Where do you think I was?
Well, I thought you were still out looking at the barley.
No, we've been back for ages.
What are you doing?
Why do you want to know?
Well, that's nice. Are you trying to take an interest?
All right, I'll tell you. No secret. I'm checking the male and female shaft tiles before I grease them.
Oh.
You've got to be able to slide freely if they're transmitting heavy torque.
Right.
See, Jenny, or none the wiser.
Well, I might have been.
Yes, quite.
It's not often we see you getting your hands dirty.
Well, I'm still a farmer, you know.
Oh, I got hold of Roy, by the way, and he said they're not sure what they're doing for Christmas yet.
Oh?
Well, there's Haley's parents in the equation now, of course.
Yeah, I suppose so. Pass me that coffee, eh?
Hmm? Oh, here you are.
Thanks.
He said he'd get back to me. Oh, did you speak to Oliver?
What? No.
Oh, Brian. He rang me about half an hour ago and I told him to ring you on your mobile.
Well, my jacket's in the workshop. I can't have heard. Do you know what he wants?
Well, he wants to know about this trip to Hungary, of course.
Oh, hell.
Well, can he go or not?
I meant to ring him.
Well, you did check if there were places.
Yes, of course.
Another?
No, no, it's a real shame.
Oh, can't they add another on?
It's just too difficult to make any changes at this late stage.
Oh, what a pity. Oliver will be disappointed. He was so keen to go.
I know. Well, I'll give him a ring. I'll just have to brief him what we've seen when I get back.
Yeah, but it's not the same. And you were so keen to have him there, weren't you?
Well, I don't know about that.
You were? You were looking forward to having a friend there, you said.
Yes. Yes, I suppose I was.
Oh, never mind, darling.
No. I'll just have to tough it out by myself.
That's right. And you never know, you might make some new friends while you're over there.
New friends? Yes, I suppose there's always a possibility.
The Archers was written by Joanna Toy and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Julie Beckett and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.